This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Stallion in the building. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7, The Fan. Phone lines remain crowded. Everybody's going to get a chance. I like our guy Wayne always has a lot of passion. Wayne, how you feeling about this Commanders team, bruh?
Hey, man, I love them, man. I'm going to tell you. How you doing, B. Mitch? Take it to the house.
I'm good.
I love this team.
Hey, we're going to have a B-Mitch day at our restaurant, and we're going to take it to the house.
All right.
Look, I got a couple of things to say. First of all, that in November, we'll be 7-4. I would call you a liar, okay? First of all, this team, the way they played last year, and the effort, the key word is effort. Last four games last year, they gave up. They threw in the towel. This team, every game means something to these guys. And if they lose, even though they lose, I applaud their effort because you can't put a price on effort. I love my team. I've been a B. Mitch fan since 1802, before he was born. Okay? Take it to the house, Mitch.
All right, baby.
Thanks, Wayne.
That is funny. Been a fan since 1802. Hell, he wouldn't even know.
Football didn't exist. I don't even know if they were playing golf then. Blake is in Carolina. Blake, talk to me, buddy.
Listen, first thing that pisses me off the most is losing the Eagles in Philadelphia. I hate losing those.
Ooh. I don't know if Lanville had to dump them or what.
Language? I went to hang up on a guy I was talking to, and I accidentally hung up on that guy. Sorry, bro. Call back if you're listening.
Call back.
Yo, Blake in Carolina, call back. We'll take you right away. Sorry, Lanville hung up on you. Wasn't me. I want all the haters to know. Wasn't me. Left hand up. These haters can't stand us. TJ in D.C., what up, man?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Hey, first let me say I've been a Redskins fan 49 and a half of the 50 years I've been on this earth. Chief Z was my grandfather.
Oh,
so
wow.
I inherited this thing. May he rest in peace. Last night, what I noticed was every time the camera showed JD on the sideline, wrapped up in his binky, sitting alone by himself, he wasn't being coached up. There was no coaches with iPads or tablets. There was no teammates, you know, you can clearly tell the man was lost, confused, and still injured. So the coaches made the decision to put him in the game to give us the best chance to win.
I got to interrupt real quick. What? Because you're now the second person, I think, that has brought this up. What on earth are people upset about him wearing that coat? Joe Montana wore that thing.
No, he's not saying about the coat.
Football players put those coats on.
He saw nobody talking to him. But I can let you know that people do go talk to him. When they showed the camera, he may not have seen him, but there were people talking to him.
Okay, it seemed like because I'm a season ticket holder, so when they showed him to us on camera, it just looked like he was on an island, confused.
Well, yo, are you talking about the coat thing also?
No, not the coat.
He just saying when he was sitting on the sideline in the coat, he saw nobody talking to him.
Okay. They're all talking. You know what you do? I don't know. TJ, are you a golfer at all?
I golf at it.
All right. So, like, when you're playing golf, whether it's your boys or some random dude, like whatever it is, if things start to go sideways, maybe you offer a little word of encouragement here or there. But if things aren't going great, you generally leave that person alone. Like, Jaden,
like JP don't get a lot of chance to talk to people on the golf course.
Like, okay. Jaden generally plays really well, and last night he was kind of off. And I imagine players would give him a little bit of space. I wouldn't read too much into that. Thank you for the time, bro.
See, what I'm saying is he's still a rookie, so he's done great things to get us to 7-4, and I appreciate it. I'll take the good with the bad.
Yo, but to that point, if they get to 9-4, and then they've got four games left, like, I understand today it feels like a lot because they've lost two in a row, they've lost two in 5 days. The chances of them getting to 10 wins are still pretty significant.
It is.
They've got six games left. If they can go even, 3-3, they get to 10 wins. People would have done a cartwheels in the street for that.
Jig.
Appreciate you a call, TJ.
It's real funny. You know you're old when you're eating sugar daddies.
Yeah, I saw that comment in the street.
You don't have to be old to eat a damn sugar daddy. Sugar daddy is a good tasting caramel.
Beamish is so old, even the candy he eats is old.
I think it's dangerous for old people to eat sugar daddies because those things stick to your teeth.
Yeah.
And it's impossible
That's why
to get off.
I just lick it. I do not chew it.
Pause.
You don't have to pause, JB, because the way I'm if you're going to take it my way, it's all good. All right? See, y'all get y'all little mind out that on other side gutter. I only speak on one way, okay? One.
All right, our guy Blake is back from Carolina. Blake, go ahead, bud.
This is what I was going to say.
I'm sorry Lamphill hung up on you.
It's all good. It happens. Losing to the Eagles sucks. Losing to the Philadelphia sucks, no matter what the team name is, no matter what year it is, losing those people sucks. When you had a chance to step on their throat, you had a chance to take the fans right out of the game, they didn't do it. When we were up 7-0, when we were up 10-6, yes, we had the lead, but it never felt like we were comfortable. Mm-hmm. We just gave the Eagles just enough a chance, and they busted the door down like the good team they are. They're 8-2, we're 7-4, a lot of season left. No reason to panic, but I think last night came down to letting the fans stay in it and not shutting them down when we had a chance to. Fresh Way, salute to him. As always, gave the Eagles a lot of long fields. The defense played well, but I think they just ran out of gas at the end. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Blake, can I ask you a quick question, dude?
Yes.
One, that's a very good call. But two, it appears that you live in or around Winston-Salem. Is that right?
That's correct. I live in Wilmington, North Carolina.
Oh, I love Wilmington. I used to live in Wilmington. Does K&W Cafeteria still exist? I love that place.
That's a good question. I actually do not know that. I can find it.
It probably doesn't. If you don't know it, JP, man.
No, but they didn't have K&W in Wilmington. It was a Winston thing. So he's 4 hours away from
Winston. So why would you ask him the question?
Because I thought he lived in Winston.
But he told you he lived in Wilmington.
But he might be able to figure it out. He's closer than we are. Boots on the ground.
I'll tweet at you, JP.
All right, appreciate you, Blake.
I'll figure it out.
Thank you, buddy.
Yep.
Stallion's here. Should we check in with the old Stallion?
No.
B says no.
Why does he get the name Stallion?
I can't say that on the air.
When y'all gave the name Stallion, he was doing nothing that a Stallion does.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Telly is in D.C. What up, Telly?
Hell to the Redskins. B. Miss J.P. was popping.
What's up, Telly?
Hey, Telly, can I tell you something?
Yes, sir.
I was listening after the Steelers game. I was listening to Doc do post game, and I call in with Doc usually. Last night was too late. I didn't do it, but I usually call in with Doc, and then you called in later after I called in, and it seemed like you had enjoyed your Sunday afternoon. Was I reading that correctly?
Oh, very much so.
What up, man?
Hey, man.
It was enjoying at the point you were talking to him, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Me and Doc always go at it, man. But, yeah, this game here, I got to go back. It took me back to the last two regimes. And for all them years, I just kept speaking about being one-dimensional and being predictable. They were predictable. You drop Jaden back in the shotgun, and it wasn't really a threat of the run. And even though they were getting positive yards with the run, you didn't stick to it. They can learn something from Philly. Their quarterback don't run as much. He runs when it's necessary. I think it was ridiculous knowing that your quarterback, I don't think that one incident when he got taken out of the game and they talk about his ribs, I think that led up to him being taken out the game, because he gets hit. He gets a crucial hit every game since he's been playing. And that just totals up on your body. And I think knowing that you're going to play him, you help him out, and you design a running scheme to help your quarterback out. I like to see him on the center more. I like to see that play action work. I like to see bootlegs.
That fourth down under center didn't work. I tell you that much. They would have been better out of the shotgun right there.
Understood. But the majority of the time, they was in the shotgun. I just want to see more versatility.
I agree with showing different looks. I didn't mean to shoot that down. Thank you, Tally. Always good to hear from you, brother.
Thank you.
Hi, man.
Enjoy your Sunday. Bob. Straight up Bob on the line. What up, Bob?
What up, Bob?
Hey, guys. Hey, Mitch. Hey, Finley. You know, I'm a Redskins fan. I've been a Redskins fan all my life. I'm like 56 years old. I'm still young yet.
There we go. But
anyway,
yes.
Hey, guys, man, they got to quit knocking this team, man. They're working on it. They got something going here. I mean, I still think we'll go 10-6. I've always said that. I said it when they had the other regime in there, believe it or not. But I still think they'll win 10 games. But, yeah, I think Jaden's hurt a little bit, and he is getting hit, y'all. He's getting hit every time he throws that ball.
Last night was tough. He definitely was getting hit.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, he's definitely getting hit, man. I mean, I don't know if he's getting gun-shy. I don't know what's going on with him, but he just didn't seem normal last night for some reason. I mean, I think he's hurt, actually. And something about his ankle, too. They said his ankle was hurt or something.
Yeah, I mean, he hurt his hand, too. But, Bob, I agree with your overall message. They're building something.
One more thing.
Okay.
I think if he's hurt, they really need to let him sit down for a little while. Just, you know, just to relax a little bit.
He's sitting down for 10 days. There we go.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to see him get, like, you know, scared. You know what I'm saying? Because I know them people are talking smack to him. I mean, I see him smiling all the time, but I know them people are talking smack to him, man.
Yeah, but talking don't bother nobody.
I don't think he's worried about it.
I know, but you know what I'm saying, man. He's getting hit, man. I mean, as soon as he throws that ball, he's getting hit. He's getting knocked down, too.
Thank you, Bob.
Yep.
I'll take these last two, and then we're going to shut phones down for the day. We got Rosenberg live down in Dallas. B, I think, now, granted, if you did the show last night, I imagine it was like everybody was on edge, ready to close the universe. I think things are relatively balanced today. Folks understand, yo, it sucks to lose to Philly, and especially the fashion it went down.
It sucks to lose.
But they're still building, right.
And especially to Philly.
Well, I think it sucks to lose. It sucks to lose to Philly. And then you compound it by losing twice in 5 days
mm-hmm.
for a team that's really been pretty good. I think in no way is the division race over. You get this team at home in 5 weeks. They still have to play the Ravens and the Steelers. There's still so much left here. But the stuff that is alarming is all of a sudden the offensive progress seems stunted, mm-hmm. seems somewhere between regressing and standing still. And it's just bizarre. Like it's this seesaw where the defense has started to play really good ball, and so the offense just can't keep it up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I just think, the injury thing that we talk about is serious. And they get these 10 days to work it out. I always look for the damn near perfect game. I know you can't get a perfect game, but the damn near perfect game, which means that the offense plays better than bad, the defense plays better than bad, and the damn special teams plays that way. You get all three phases playing at the top level, you find out what your team is about. And I don't know if we've gotten that this year. You know what I mean? We've gotten offense playing terrific, defense wasn't. We've gotten special teams do some good things, we had special teams do some bad things. And then also we figured it out, like last night, defense played damn good early on. Offense wasn't. So if we could keep striving for that, things could turn around. But I think when the offense starts to struggle, the defense starts to struggle. When the defense starts to struggle, the offense will have some level of struggle if they're struggling from the start of the game on, because it wears on the other
defense
side.
Defense just on the field.
On the field a long time last night, and every time they get down, I say, "Man, we gotta move and get some damn points." They're giving us opportunities, and if you don't capitalize off of them, you're going that will come back to haunt you. Came back to haunt us.
Sure, it felt a lot like the Bears game. They got bailed out in the Bears game. You're able to hit a Hail Mary. I don't know that you can count on that, but. I think there's still a ton of positives from the season. I think there's still a very good chance they get to 10 wins. But, it offensively it feels like it's slipping. That's on them to get it back to fully operational. Mm-hmm. You got a little break now. Speaking of a little break, I'm going to break on time because I'm very excited to talk to Peter Rosenberg live down in Dallas at the Mike Tyson. Chris Paul? What's this clown's first name? Jake Paul. Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul, who is a completely contrived YouTube fighter. I hope Mike Tyson beats his ass. It may be contractual that he's not allowed to, but we got boots on the ground in Dallas. We're gonna hear from them. We also got boots on the ground in Silver Spring. Grant and Danny are doing their show out at Third Hill Brewing in Silver Spring, right there on Georgia Ave, kind of right there in downtown Silver Spring. So that could be a fun Friday afternoon if you're out and about. It means the Stallion's in with us for some reason. So we'll hear from the Stallion later in the program. Rosenberg next. Nobody go anywhere.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.